This is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hello, I'm Bran, and I am loving Up TV movies.
I'm Dan, and it goes without saying, but I despise Up TV movies.
I'm Alonzo, and I guess I'm down for Up TV movies.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. Yeah. Alonzo, I think we should go back to the thing where you just say the first word.
I knew it.
I know, but here's the thing.
Y'all kept saying, it's fine.
We were saying it's fine. I was saying it's fine as in keep doing it the way you were doing it.
Oh, okay.
So we had something lost in translation there. I was shocked when you went for it there. And
you're still saying Deck the Hallmark podcast. It's still happening.
I thought you guys were convincing me. Oh, no, it's fine. And I'm thinking, no. Oh, the one thing I know about Zoom is you cannot both talk at the same time.
I was saying the way you do, like, it's great the way you do it. It's perfect because then we come right in. It's great. So
I'll go back to it.
Now you know. If you were wondering why Alonzo didn't do that, it's not because we have some weird club where you have to be like an original member to say it. Yeah. We got like the five timers jacket, like the SNL does. We got to send him out. Right. No, it's just because we were trying to be good stewards of our technology. Just kind of like when Brand turned on Panda's mic for some reason, and I decided to slide it over, and it was like, so we got to hear that in the opening as well.
I always leave Panda's mic on just in case he shows up.
Poor somebody. You never know.
You have to be ready at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
Alonzo, how are you? Another week.
Another Monday.
March is here.
To dress for y'all.
Yeah, look at this guy. Well, last week you were in the Deck the Hallmark shirt, so that was apropos. Are the Christmas movies in March doing your soul some good, or are you like kind of over it?
This is actually just right, because I used to like really consistently like kind of turn to this stuff throughout the year for sort of, you know, a moment of calm and peace. And then I have to say, after collaborating with you guys on the book and having to watch all those movies for work, that is over.
Yeah.
That's dead. Like, I'll watch all the new ones, but like Hallmark gets a break. But a one weekly dose of a non-Hallmark movie, just for the doctor order.
Yeah. These are my favorites to do because of all the Hallmark we've watched. But I do want to ask you one other question about our book, since we're on a podcast right now. Book comes out September 28th. I'll Be Home for Christmas Movies. Pre-order your copy now everywhere. If, Lord willing, we get a second and third edition of this book.
Wow. Is that on the table?
Second and third edition. It's in the contract.
Yeah, they have the rights to it. I know.
We have covered a lot more content, Alonzo. How overwhelmed does that make you feel? Just thinking about that.
As the saying goes, we'll burn that bridge when we get to
That's
it.
That's right.
We should have such problems.
Yes. What if I told you we're also considering doing all the Lifetimes this holiday season?
Good luck with that.
Alonzo laughed like it was a joke, and it's a possibility. Not a joke, it's an actual possibility,
really?
Alonzo.
Wow. Well,
true story.
Wishing you all the best.
You're doing those with us.
Yeah, what do you mean wishing us all the best?
I need to renegotiate my contract.
That's right. Yeah.
Man, I am excited about our book. I've been perusing it each night. I have the first edition, like print of it. That's not the way I should
it's
have said
it. It's not even close.
It's on my phone. It's the first like
draft. These are the pages.
Proofs.
Yeah.
Your proofs.
Proofs is what I was going for. And so I end each day.
You have a first edition I'll Be Home for Christmas movies?
Wow. I do. Get that on eBay. You can tell because it has a little note card around the. And I'm having fun, guys. I'm having fun reading my own words that I forgot that I said. It's fun. It's fun to see it. So,
You're so humble too, Brian.
That's the thing about podcasting. People will like quote stuff to you and you're like, did I say that? I have no idea.
I'm having a fun time reading all of our
lives. I'm excited about being like 75 or 80 years old and listening to all the stuff I said that I know I will have forgotten by then. Like, I'm already excited about it. Let's just skip to that.
My favorite is Charles Gould's words.
Charles Gould. Yeah, he was choice, man.
We're talking about...
The fact that we've talked about Charles Gould, the book... and other things means we're really excited about the Christmas switch.
I told
a Christmas switch.
A Christmas switch.
It's a Christmas switch, man.
Is it the? No, it's, no. It's just one of many.
It is one of many.
Exactly. Oh, one of many Christmas switches. Well, I guess we'll do it, huh? A Christmas switch originally aired on Up TV on November 4th, 2018, and it went a little something like this. The movie kicks off with Audrey singing just the oddest version of Deck the Halls I've ever heard. But people seem to like it, except they're not real people. It's just a dream. She works at a diner. Now, I will say, this diner is pretty ballin' because they have, you know, diner stuff, but also a stage where I guess it's a requirement if you work there to be able to either A, sing, or B, think you sing, and that is a dream come true. She goes on stage at the diner, she crushes it, and there's this woman there named Julia who is a jerk and seems very, just very intense. She's there to check out another singer who's bad, but luckily for her, Audrey's not, and so wasn't all lost. Anyways, she's a record label executive.
You're never gonna get through it at this pace.
Give me time. She's a record label executive. You wait until you see what I do here. She's a record label executive. She's very serious. She has a daughter, 16, doesn't really care about her husband, whatever. Work. So both Audrey and Julia end up at the mall at the same time. They're doing some shopping. They're both unhappy about their lives for different reasons. And they both spot a shiny ornament. They both touch it. They both fall down. They both have a bright lights. They both fall on beanbag chairs. They both have bright lights, and then it just all goes white. They wake up in each other's bodies. It's a Freaky Friday situation. So they meet up, they talk about their lives, they get the notes, basically, here's what you need to know about me, here's what you need to know about my job, all that good stuff. They proceed to do each other's jobs, figure things out together, and then they end up spending time with moms, and they gotta be wives, and they find things out about themselves that Julia in Audrey's body realizes that, you know, like I want to be a present mom and I want to, you know, do all these things. And Audrey in Julia's body realizes, you know what, I can go get it, and I have some go get, you know, it's good to do things that you care about, stuff like that. Anyways, they're ready to go back to their lives. And so they meet up and they say, maybe if we just wish it real good, that doesn't work out. So they go back to the mall on Christmas Eve. They find the ornament again. The lights all turn off. And then there's like a Stranger Things situation where the Christmas lights turn on one at a time. They spell out run. It's a whole thing. Joyce Byers like, wow. They hear the ornament. They pull it. And same thing happens. They wake up. It's Christmas morning. They're in the correct clothes, in the correct beds, or with the correct husbands, with the correct kids. And they're all very happy about that. Fast forward 1 year. Audrey, apparently, she got signed by the label. She has the most successful Christmas album of all time for the label. And they're both very happy with their lives. And that, my friends, was a Christmas switch.
You know, there's some gold in there. Nicely done. But you have so many words that you misspeak that sometimes the little ones go unnoticed. But you combine flash and fast forward for fast forward, and that one's going to stick with me for a while. Old fast forward over there.
Hey, listen, you can't rush perfection.
You tried though.
I do.
And it came out fast forward.
That you think that's a mistake. It is a artistic move on my part that you couldn't possibly get.
You're just streets ahead, Brad.
I'm streets ahead.
That's right.
We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna break this gem of a movie down. But first, a break here on Deck the Hallmark. Hi, Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Chances are you're listening to this or you're watching it.
And that, however, those are the two possibilities. There's no chance there. Those are the only two ways that you would be consuming this podcast.
I think you're forgetting about the live studio audience up there. Hey, guys, how are you? They're behind the glass, everyone. Relax.
It's 100% chance. Yeah, they all got masks.
We've actually seen them on the way in. Yeah. So thank you. And YouTube, a lot of people went there. And so thank you so much subscribing and all that good stuff. It meant so much. Hope you're enjoying seeing us, whether you're in the studio or if you're watching.
Yeah.
Get that guy.
Hey,
we have four segments to break this movie down. And we always start with a hot take. Hot take is where we share exactly how we felt about A Christmas Switch, the Up TV movie from 2018. And I'm going to start with my good friend, Alonzo. Alonzo, have you seen this movie before?
I have. So
you got to watch A Christmas Switch a second time?
Uh-huh.
You are in high cotton, buddy.
Don't ever think that I don't give and give and give for you. That's right. What happened was,
when you sent in that text asking for 2014 or 2018, were you like crossing your fingers?
No, I didn't. It was somebody in the Facebook group pointed that out because I had no idea. But part of me was like, oh, for this one, okay. And it seemed really early in the loop for us to be digging this deep.
There's a story behind it. Don't worry.
That's not. Oh, I'm sure. That's neither here nor there. What happened was that the people at Up were when I started doing the Christmas movie minute on the Who Shot You podcast, where I would recap all the Christmas movies I had seen that week. They started sending me advanced links to their stuff. So I was like, okay, sure. So at my leisure, I could watch this thing on my laptop. And so I was actually keeping up with the Up films for a while. And this was one of them. This falls into the category of there's an idea here. And there is also not a budget here. And so I think that kind of undercuts the film in a lot of ways. If you're going to give me a waitress tries on rich lady clothes montage, then those rich lady clothes had better be rich lady clothes and not stuff that looked like a Muppet would wear them. Mm-hmm. The actresses are good. They're giving it their best shot. I see the potential for this one. But I think in execution, it's just kind of... it's kind of okay.
Thank you for the fashion minute with Alonzo. I love that. That was great.
In 2018, it turns out Up TV was really trying to reach out to every medium to get their people to watch their movies, because they reached out to us in 2018 as well.
There you go. Yeah. I'm being fash forward.
Yeah, you are fash forward.
Absolutely. You are. And I will say this, it is nice to have a network that has their movies done
years and
weeks in advance. It's wild. Don't get that with Hallmark. Hallmark's like, you'll get it when you get it, and you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it.
Spoken with a director and editor that say that they will be editing the day the movie is going to be shown on Hallmark.
Oh, man.
Wow. True story.
So,
although Up did promise they were going to do their own app last year, and then it never happened.
Man.
That people are wanting to check off the Up TV movies?
The five or whatever that they aired last year. Yeah, they didn't. They went.
That's called a notepad, right?
That's just a PDF. Is all that is.
The Hallmark app is very helpful. You got 40. Sure. You got to remember when they are. It's five guys.
They're gonna move around.
Yeah, one every 2 weeks. Can I handle it?
We love you, Up. Okay, let's talk, guys. I'm a sucker for these type of movies.
Yes, you are.
I don't know what it is about me. I enjoy these very bad movies. They're wacky. They're crazy. They're all over the place. They make not a lick of sense, and I could not be more in. I don't, say what you will about Brand.
I will.
I miss these type of movies, and I'm glad that Up TV's still doing it. It's just wacky. It's whimsical. It's magical. It is unbelievably bad, and I could not have loved it more. Just a treat. And I'm so happy that we got to partake in it. I'm so happy that I got to watch it with my good friend, Dan. Dan, what did you think about this movie?
You should have seen Brand during this movie. He couldn't contain himself. he was just laughing and leaning forward. And I've told you that you like the Hallmark movies and mysteries. Yeah. And then you wish that the Hallmark movies on the Hallmark channel were a little zanier. And that's why you like this movie.
That's fair.
Also, I think you also have a head injury. That's the only other thing that makes sense to
well,
me.
Well, while we're joking about head injuries.
I'm going to get there right now. Imagine if you will, a bad movie. Just like a standard pot boiler, boilerplate, not a pot boiler, that's not a thing. A boilerplate.
Let's fast forward, man.
Bad movie. Just bad, 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 bad. And then sprinkle in just cavalier head injury humor, just right on top. Just like, this is going to be funny multiple times. We're going to joke about traumatic brain injuries over and over again. And then sprinkle in four white people that are supposed to be distinct enough that you know them all, but look exactly alike. Like, exactly alike. Like, it's the same page of the same catalog white. Sprinkle that in. And you have the absolute cow dung of a movie that is Up TV's A Christmas Switch. This is all-timer bad. It gives Body Switch movies a bad name, and that is saying something in and of itself. Holy cow.
Switch for Christmas just won an award.
Switch for Christmas is a better movie than this movie. It is, and it's longer. It's 87 minutes instead of 83, and those 4 minutes are the Boston Marathon. Like, they are just a full... It is real bad, guys. You don't want to check it out. It's free on Prime. You still feel like you lost some money on the deal. It's not good. You don't want any part of it. It's a hard no, dumpster fire, Up TV.
You considered canceling your Prime membership.
Yeah, that's right. How dare you put this on the screen? Thanks for nothing, Up TV. It's a no-go for me.
As head injury movies go, it's no a very merry mix-up, I'll tell you that. I'll say that much.
That's true. It isn't. Yeah. Hey, what's the best Body Switch movie of all time, Alonzo?
I'm going to go... You know, I'm a purist. I'm going to go Barbara Harris, Jodie Foster, Freaky Friday.
Okay, all right. What is Mulholland Drive, a Body Switch movie?
That's not a Body Switch as much of a...
Yeah.
I mean, it is, but it isn't. So, yeah. With an asterisk.
That's
maybe.
Right. What about Big? Is Big a Body Switch movie, or he just gets big, right? Mm,
he doesn't trade. Yeah. He just, his own body transforms and then transforms back. You know, we're getting into the weeds of, like, you know, vice versa and like father, like son.
That's right.
And that awful one with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman. And, you know.
Yeah. And then the change up. That's a Body Switch movie. That's a Body Switch movie. The Change Up is a Body Switch movie. Not a good one, but it is one. For sure.
Man, this was fun.
Yes. Wasn't it?
Let's talk about all the feels where we share how we felt. You know, any feels, Christmas feels, sad feels maybe for Dan, I don't know. Any feels to be had. Alonzo.
I did laugh a couple of times. There were some bits that I thought were funny. When type A business lady is having to drive waitress's car for the first time, and she's yanking on the seatbelt and can't get it to go, and she finally has to go, and then does the slow pull to make up. Like, that made me laugh. It just, that was a nice little physical bit. Beyond that, no, the Christmas in this movie is really, really low budget. It's very 99 cent store, as Jonathan Shapiro would say. And I didn't buy any of the big emotional moments, although I did like the fact that waitress mom has to learn, A, stop volunteering for everything. That's why you don't have any time to yourself. And B, maybe your daughter does need structure and assignments.
Oh my gosh, that's a wait, what of the century for this movie.
She's four. She doesn't need structure.
The thing that I learned in this movie is 5-year-olds don't need structure. I've been doing it all wrong, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you have.
Let's go home and give them carte blanche. See what happens.
Cart's not welcome there.
Just shot some maple syrup, guys. Come on over. I'm pouring. Who's buying?
I will say this. That little girl is adorable.
She's adorable.
Yep. Adorable. And I got feels when they finally switch back into their bodies and she sees her daughter for the first time. She walks in on Christmas morning and she's like very happy to see her. I was like, oh, man, that's so sweet. Like, oh, that was very nice. So that gave me a, like, legitimate feels. I got legit feels in this movie seeing her see her daughter on Christmas morning and she's so excited to be back in her body. You know, not something that's ever going to happen to me. Like, I'm not going to switch bodies with someone.
Not that you know of.
I'd be down.
You know.
I'd be down.
You want to do that?
You know, for a day. For a day.
For a day.
Okay. Okay. Now we're here. Yeah. If given the opportunity, Alonzo, to switch bodies with someone, would you do it for a day?
For one Freaky Friday?
Yeah.
Only if there was a guarantee out. You know, we have to spend the entire day trying to figure out how to undo the curse or whatever. If there was a hard out, maybe.
Yeah. But think about what they could do to you. Like what the chances they would take in your skin versus theirs.
No one is going skydiving in this body.
I'm not concerned about that.
Not concerned.
What? Like what? Am I switching with the Long Island serial killer? Like what? Like,
I don't know. What if it's random? You don't know. It's like the box. You got to push that button.
Oh, if it's random. Because I'm thinking, like, I'd switch with you.
Yeah, whatever.
I know enough about you.
Yeah.
Oh, Freaky from this year is a body switch movie about a serial killer.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
That was great. I had a blast.
Alonzo liked it. Okay.
Yeah.
I've not seen it.
It was a little scary for you, Alonzo. A little scary.
That's what it
it's
was.
It's no Happy Death Day.
Happy Death Day's
amen.
Great.
Amen. 100%. Yeah. I think I would press the button.
You would press the button.
I would press the random button. Worst case,
then they can go in your body and murder somebody, or take a bunch of drugs, or do something else terrible.
Ruin your credit.
Rob a bank, bury the money somewhere, and then go get it when they're back in their body. There's a lot of things they could do.
There's also a lot of good things. They could help cure cancer.
So you switch in one day.
It is not always worst case scenario. Not everyone's taking the drugs, Dan.
You don't switch bodies with somebody to cure cancer. No one does
You don't switch bodies to rob a bank.
No, you could.
I could only cure cancer if I'm in Brand's body.
That's right. That's the only way I could do it.
Fair. Yes.
For one day, for 24 hours, it's much more likely you're going to try to do something illegal and get money than it is try to cure cancer.
Yeah, maybe if you're bad like you, boy.
To cure cancer, I could do it in my own body. I don't need to be in your
body. No, you can't do it in your own body. You don't have the fingers.
I don't have the fingers? What are you talking about?
You know, the medical fingers.
You got them?
I got the medical fingers.
You got those medical fingers.
And I'm choosing to use them for podcast buttons. I would do it is what I'm trying to say. Dan?
The daughter, there are two daughters in this movie. One of them is adorable and wonderful. the little kid is really, really adorable. Every line she says, she's really cute. And I thought she was great in the movie. That's my feels. That's all I got.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. That was really good. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to the wait what's and see if we can fit them all in time and have a good time doing that. But first, here's a quick break here on Deck the Hallmark. Welcome back, everybody. Talking to Christmas Switch 2018 Up TV. You know the one. It's time for the Wait What. It's where we talk about one in this movie. Let's go Wait What. Alonzo.
Medical fingers. okay, well, I think all Wait Whats must begin with the Christmas Carol Diner. Like, is even going on there? It is a singing waiter diner that's all done up for Christmas where people get up and sing Christmas carols. Somehow a record executive has been convinced. She is the president of the label, by the way. She's not like some A&R person. The president of the label has been convinced to go to the Christmas Carol Diner to watch a guy sing, and he's terrible. Yes. And it's like, how did you, A, get the singing waiter job in the first place? And B, who told the president of a label that you were somebody that needed to be checked out? So many questions.
Also, they serve Italian food. It's an Italian Christmas singing karaoke restaurant, the best I understand.
Quit selling, Dan. Quit selling. I'm there.
It's absurd.
Buon Natale, everybody. The ornament that they're both reaching for that is what makes the wish happen is the ugliest ornament I think I've ever seen in my life. And the idea that not one but two people are reaching for it because they want it, is that's harder to buy than the body switch. You know, I was for a while, I was kind of annoyed this is going to be another movie where working mom gets punished and, you know, like other mom has all the answers, but they both learn things. So I'll give them that one. Let's park on the epilogue where we jump ahead a year.
Good.
First of all, the kid who I'm less into than y'all hasn't aged in a year. And it's not like that's a time of life where 1 year makes a big difference in what somebody looks like. Label president tells her, "You are our label's number one Christmas album." Okay, so that means her debut album is a Christmas record, yep. Which never happens. How many Christmas albums has this label put out? Does Gavin Vaughn have a Christmas album? Like, what does this even mean? Generally speaking, that all was made zero sense.
Oh, for sure. No doubt about it. Also, just the ending. Like, what were they? Were they attempting to set up a sequel?
If they do, it's one of the wrongest sequels of all time.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Like, what, a 5-year-old in a 16-year-old's body? Thank you.
16-year-old talking like a 4.5-5-year-old. That is not comedy gold. That is just a recipe for disaster.
How about we don't?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd watch it. I don't know.
If it were set at Christmas, sure.
Of course. Any more? Are you good?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
My guy who is running this Christmas diner, he's a what the hallmark in and of himself.
Oh, yeah. Stanley?
Yeah, Sol Stanley. But he does say this line: "This is the only place where we serve up delicious food and Christmas music." There's no other restaurant is like
can't do it
playing Christmas music at the very least. Like, this is the only place you can get both food and Christmas music. That's it. And speaking of the Christmas music in this movie, there is not one single normal version of a Christmas song in this movie. I don't know why. I don't know why they went with these weird versions of these songs, but they did. And I think I'm here for it. The mole, the store, or whatever it is, has Santa just sitting in the entrance as you walk in. Like, you're walking in the shop.
Not cause a backup at all.
No, you're walking in and you're just like, I guess I'll take a little seat. See, why in the entrance? She says, Audrey, she's the mom, right? The mom of the little girl. Yeah. She says, "My daughter's having a tough time reading lately."
Things were going well.
It was going real well, and then it breaks. It just all came to a halt. Like, what do you mean lately?
Maybe
what?
There's another head injury that they didn't want to tell us about.
Classic. Dan, you went to the bathroom during this, so I want to tell you about a charades game that you missed.
No! How did you not tell me about this?
I'm sorry. There's a charades game going on here, and Audrey in Julie's body is doing something with pillows. And her husband, these are his guesses: Statue of Liberty, a tiger, and then he says this line: "Are you sure this is a Christmas movie?"
What?
Not one of his guests was a Christmas movie. Statue of Liberty, a tiger.
Are you sure these are colors?
I couldn't believe it. At one point, cell phones that are very far apart are creating feedback. Don't let me get into those weeds.
They're creating microphone feedback.
Yeah, microphone feedback.
Through an earpiece.
You know, if you put two phones on speaker and put them together, yes, that would happen.
Person is a 5-minute walk away.
And the other person is wearing a headset.
And there's feedback that she can't handle it. She's got to chuck that.
Backstage, there's like, a spread of food and just letters that spell out the word showtime. And I just thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
It's showtime.
We got to put something here to let you know that this happens after the concert. What do you think we should
what's
do?
What's that?
She's performing at the Apollo. That's what they're going to tell you.
And Alonzo, what's that guy's name, the big singer in this movie?
Gavin Vaughn.
Gavin
Vaughn. either shave or don't. Yeah. What? What?
Good.
I have never seen a beard that spotty once you're, I don't know, older than 15. No. Like, it was insanely spotty.
Full Patch Adams there.
And he's the most popular singer, artist
that's right.
around right now. Unbelievable. I think that's good.
Yeah, we can stick with Gavin and I can work my way back. Gavin is negotiating his own seven-figure contract.
Thank you.
He's negotiating his own in the middle of the night. This guy shows up and negotiates a giant singing deal and then says, send the forms to my agent so he can sign them. What? Have we reversed? Is it also an occupation switch movie? Like, in real life, the singer would not be there. The agent would be there and then say, send these to him to sign. This guy showing up with his posse in the middle of the night to negotiate his own deal. Why is his agent taking 15%? Like, why is he doing it? Like, the agent did nothing. Did
a posse of two, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. He was rolling too deep into that recording studio. You've got to be kidding me, Gavin. Seriously. I hate to be this guy, but they make Audrey out to be this amazing singer. And the thing about it is she's not. she just isn't a very good, I'm not a good singer. She is not a record talent singer. There's just no way. I just don't understand.
I will just say she's going for things she has no business going for.
Yeah, yeah. That Joy to the World, like.
She's going for it and perhaps should not.
Christina Aguilera watches that Joy to the World and she's like, wow, that's a lot of vibrato. Like, why?
Look, if she were a painter or a photographer, you would totally buy it in a Hallmark
movie, right? That's right. True. Yeah, no, I never make fun of the photographers in the Hallmark movies, ever. When she sings the first time, that restaurant is packed and everyone is deathly quiet and only two people have food in front of them. And I'm a little concerned she's not doing her actual job of waiting tables. That's a problem. You have a flat
screen. Can I get that? I'm sorry, can I? Oh, she's singing.
Hey,
can we
go ahead and get the kitchen started on a Joy to the World real quick? And then I'd like to put in my full order after
Imagine having somewhere to go fast and you're just waiting on the check and you see your waitress go up.
And you're like, oh no. That sounds...
I'm going to die to dash.
Yeah, this place sounds great in the evening. If you're going somewhere for a quick lunch, you're like, I'm sorry, I missed the 1:30 meeting. Jenkins, look, I thought we had the whole thing planned out, but all of a sudden I put the bread in and then Joy to the World happened and we didn't have a chance.
They did the lunchtime cantata. I don't know what
you're doing. There's nothing we can do. If you have a flat screen TV, and I hate being this guy. I hate being the you can afford it guy, but you are really sweating bullets over a $9 bear. You have 10 things in your apartment. If a kid's Christmas is that important to you, there were 10 things in that apartment she could have easily sold to make a Christmas for her kid. Could have done it.
Oh, it's worse because that's not an apartment. That's a house.
Oh, no, it's a house.
That's a house. So for he's off doing non-property stuff and she's waiting tables and has dreams of becoming a singer, they're in a house.
Yeah. At one
with
point,
a weirdly shaped TV. It was.
Yeah, it was a weird. It wasn't 16:9. It was probably like 27, I think. Like it was like very.
It was a unique TV.
It was. Yeah, it really was. The both husbands are incredibly cool about this. Like, they don't ask any questions. Like, if your wife wakes up in bed next to you and is trying to fight you and is yelling and screaming, you're gonna call a doctor. Like, you're gonna call someone in the medical profession and say, hey, we need to run some tests, stat is what we need to do. Both of these guys are like, all right, so you're being weird. I got to go do a thing. We'll see you later. I'm sorry.
Head injury, I guess.
I like to imagine those guys when they meet up later and they're getting wine and they're, you know, talking about bro stuff. They're just like, man, the craziest thing happened the other day. Did this ever happen to you? Has this ever happened to you?
Wife woke up, just tried to hit me with a spatula. It's unreal.
That happened to me.
You too?
Yeah, and then at one point, Stanley, who is doing his best Danny Glover, says, head injuries, what are you going to do? Like, you can't say that line. Like, that is just listen, like,
I don't want to live in a world where you can't say that line. That's gold. Yeah. That's Stanley for you.
And
not only is he not Danny Glover, he's not even Pop from Riverdale, who's in all the Hallmark.
That's true. Yeah. He's
he
not,
wishes he was
that's
Pop
right.
from Riverdale.
And we did brush on it briefly, but this line is said in this movie. She's four. She's not supposed to have structure. Guys, I am not going to write a parenting book anytime this century, but I can tell you that four-year-olds desperately need structure. Like, you can't just roll the ball out there and let them do whatever they want. They need to have...
And I will say this. That girl is surprisingly well-behaved for having no structure.
Zero structure. Yeah, I just, like...
She's thriving.
You know, the thing about babies is you can put them down to sleep whenever.
Yeah.
They don't need to go down to sleep a certain time. Just whatever. They can eat whatever. It's just absurd that that line exists in this
movie. You
mean
to tell me the reason she stopped reading was the lack of structure?
Yeah.
She's like, I just can't do it anymore.
These words.
I don't know what's happening.
Unbelievable.
Oh, there was structure.
What are you? Are you like a vaudeville kind
yes.
of thing? Yeah. It's nice.
Give me a good? C. Give me a bouncy C.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I do have a problem with them having to have hard copy contracts, but that's fine.
We're good. Stop it. It's what the Hallmark. It's time for the part of the show where we wonder what could have been, maybe happened, give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Alonzo.
Well, I think clearly the big unclosed loop here is Gavin Vaughn. Like, what happens when he realizes that by acting as his own agent, he got screwed out of $4 million by this record label? Like, that at some point, he's going to wake up and go, hey,
wait a minute.
I got played by the lady telling me she believes in me.
We've all been there.
That's just not going to end well, I don't think.
Yeah. Mine and Alonzo, you did touch on it, but at the beginning of this movie, Julia, walks in with a briefcase, pulls out that briefcase, in it, a folder. Inside that folder is a picture of a guy, his name, Chad or whatever, and it just says on a little sticky note, I think you're really going to like him.
Yep.
Who pulled this prank? Who did this to her?
If it's her assistant,
guy, maybe
he's fired.
If it's her assistant, then he deserves every bit of verbal abuse coming his way, because that is awful.
If it's Mr. Let's get the new guys in three of the quarter.
Yeah.
No. If that's your idea, like how? Because even the people in the restaurant are covering their ears. They're making faces.
The bartender looks like he's been injured personally.
Either this is a prank or. I can't imagine another scenario. I think you're really going to like him.
Start throwing shoes at that assistant and never stop.
That's right. My only one was we talked about it. Like, how in the world is this sequel? Like, who thought it was a good idea to end the movie with that possibility? I can't believe that made it into the script and stayed there. Yeah. Just can't. That's all I got.
We did, everybody. We did. Congratulations. Very excited. Tomorrow we will be back. Panda will be here, and we will be spotlighting, previewing the Spring Fling movies. No new movie this past weekend. It's a preview episode. So you're not going to want to miss that. It's going to be a lot of fun for me and Panda, and Dan will deal with it. But I love a good preview show.
I know you do.
Alonzo, is there you won't be there tomorrow. Is there a Spring Fling movie that you've got your eyes on?
You know, I have not looked at the lineup yet, but I will absolutely get back to you with an answer for that. I do want to say real quick, Dan and I have a new film and movie out this week. And if you usually don't listen because you think all we talk about are like super obscure 4-hour long French movies.
I would never say that.
No, you would never.
No, never. This week we have two super fun screwball comedies, Bringing Up Baby and What's Up Doc. It's a hoot and you'll enjoy the movies too.
Absolutely.
Even though one is in black and white.
Right? One of them is in black and white, but it's really funny and you would enjoy it, I promise.
I love that your cell is Bringing Up Baby and What's Up. Like, that's going to get me in.
Dude, but you would like the
movie. I'm sure I would like the movies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, call me when it's Jaws or something.
Yeah, Jaws could be on there for sure.
I'm there.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there.
All right, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas. Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Is produced by Brandon Gray. Set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.